Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The recent defiance of international law and the norms that bind us is making international and regional cooperation to maintain peace and security ever more difficult, said Rosemary DiCarlo, UN Undersecretary General for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs. This means that when it comes to stabilizing one of the world's most restive regions, the Middle East, the strong relationship between the United States and the Arab League is critically important. The United States believes strongly that the Arab League is vital to both regional and international peace and security, said United States Representative to the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield. The Arab League plays a critical role across five conflicts, she said.
In Yemen, we see a window of opportunity to achieve durable peace. We recognize the efforts of Arab states to facilitate dialogue.
Then there are the Arab League's efforts to blunt the impact of the war in Sudan on the civilian population. The United States appreciates the Arab League's efforts to facilitate humanitarian access, a cessation of hostilities, and a resumption of an inclusive political process in Sudan, she said. In Libya, the United States encourages the Arab League to stand with the people of Libya as they call for long overdue elections. We also hope the Arab League will support the withdrawal of foreign fighters in Libya and their rehabilitation and reintegration in their home countries. Then there is the question of Syria and that country's readmission into the Arab League.
We do not believe Assad has earned his place there, and the United States will not normalize relations with the regime or lift our sanctions until there is progress toward a political solution. However, we do have shared goals, and we want to work with the Arab League to defend the human rights of the Syrian people and address humanitarian and security issues on the ground. The bottom line is this: the needs of the Syrian people should be front and center in any and all engagements with the regime.
Finally, we applaud the Arab League's invitation of Ukrainian President Zelensky to address the Arab League summit, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. The League of Arab States shoulder a weighty responsibility, she said. They have a strong partner in the United States and in the United Nations. We are committed to working with you to find creative solutions to today's most pressing challenges.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.